guy.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to go right into your backyards and talk about lousy websites and what they cost you. I'm not talking about you're hooked up on GoDaddy and your website is not so good. Because doesn't everybody have to have a website now? It's like a calling card. How many people say, well, what's your website? Doesn't matter if you're 25 or 65. I'm not kidding you. But when we're talking about healthcare, for goodness sake, and we're talking about healthcare.gov, we know since the rollout on October 1st, it's been nothing but bad news. And the final cost of this website is $1 billion plus. $1 billion plus. So how do you contract with a group that tells you, you know, 3.5 years, really not enough for us to get this website up and going? We never really had enough time to do it because they're starting to get blasted for not testing until a couple of days out. So the executives of CGI Federal, they built healthcare.gov, and then QSSI, since you love those initials, they designed the part that does the verification part of the income and other personal details. Of course, they're testifying during the day before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And this whole idea of testifying was to hold their feet to the fire and to get some answers. But they really didn't get any answers, I think, that they wanted to hear, because it was more about Cheryl Campbell, who's the senior VP of CGI, saying that the important role of the systems integrator or quarterback on this project, this is a direct quote, and is the ultimate responsible party for the end-to-end performance, like basically saying that they have to look beyond the contractors, like, yeah, you know, we just throw it up. It's don't blame us. You know, we're just a quarterback. Don't look at us for this. This is the project, and it's someone else's, you know, responsibility. That's it. It's not ours. They say that it's the administration because of the late decision to require consumers to create accounts before they could browse health plans, and that's what contributed to the overload of the system. So people want to window shop, right? And they had it so you couldn't window shop. You had to sign in and give your information. People are freaked out about giving their information in the first place. So this is part of the reason why it crashed. But it doesn't matter what the fiasco ultimately was about. It's a huge damage to that brand for sure. Because after all, does it really give you confidence in signing up for something that's already snagged and fraught? You're already snagged with and fraught with problems right from the beginning. All right, coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to take a trip overseas and catch up on what's happening in the Middle East. Oh, I know you can't wait. I got some good scoop for you, though. That's happening this hour. And also, we're going to zig and zag in a few different directions, including what's going on with this deal with the Chinese tainted dog treats. You know, and this is why you wonder. People run to Walmart to get cheap stuff, and then it's made in China, and then we find that before you had dogs and cats, too, that were dying because of tainted food. Now you have this thing where you have treats that are tainted, and you have cats and dogs dying again, and people have no idea it's made in China because they look at the back of the bag of food and it says it's made somewhere in whatever state, and then underneath it says China, made in China, but you just didn't look at all the ingredients. Crazy. earlier this week, everybody was talking about also, and we were here in America tonight, you know, I say the wickedness of Mother Nature. We were talking about the wildfires in Australia and how many people were affected by it and how awful they were and are they under control and all that kind of stuff. At this point, Jack Alexander, a big part of the show, you hear him with his DVD reviews and other things. Jack, of course, Mr. Australia, knows all too well about what fires can do. Jack, thanks for popping on ATN with us.
You're welcome, Kate. Nice to be with you again.
So tell us about what you know now about the fires. They were saying that it might have been started because of military exercise. Is that right?
One of the fires appears to have been started by a military exercise by artillery shells outside of Lithgow in central New South Wales. The Army, through the Department of Defence, has made an apology without actually taking blame for it just yet. They're waiting on the results of further investigations. Also being investigated is the tragic plane crash of a water bomber killing the pilot. He was out doing what he loved doing, looking after his community and flying his water bomber. Witnesses said that the wings seemed to fall off as he was pulling out from a bombing run. They're now fighting to try and preserve the area so that the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, our equivalent of the that looks into plane crashes, can get in there and not only retrieve the pilot's body, but preserve the site for investigation as well.
Oh, wow. How many people were slammed by these fires that cropped up all over the place?
The last figures that I've got is some 300 homes have been destroyed. Mercifully, though, with very little loss of life. The actual death count, the last I looked, was under 10. And they're suspecting that that number will be much lower because it's a case of people have evacuated to different areas and they're still trying to correlate the information on who is safe and rather than going out looking for the worst case situation.
What city was hurt? What hit the worst? What place was hit the worst?
The fires are spread around multiple areas in the within the state. There are fires on the outskirts of Sydney, which is tragically a bushfire or wildfire hotspot, and they're stretching right into the central part of the state, what most people would regard the outback. There are some 60 separate fires.
Wow, 60 separate fires. Mm-mm-mm. Is it, how far are they to, you know, how close are they to wrapping up some of this? I know it varies from fire to fire.
Well, the good news is that the weather has finally changed in the favor of the firefighters. In some areas that were deemed out of control, they've actually had late spring snow showers. Given the change to just how far the temperature has dropped in the change of weather conditions, and that has really helped the firefighters starting to get a hold of it. Just before we went on, I think there's like only 14 fires that they say they just don't have a handle on at the moment. And,
wow.
You know, thankfully for property, they are.
But the rest they. But the rest they have.
That are not heavily populated.
Yeah, that's good. Jack, always a pleasure to have you on. Terrific information. How about that from Australia? Jack Alexander, thanks so much. Good news in controlling those fires. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today?
Jack Alexander talking about what's happening in Australia with those fires. And it didn't slip under the radar here in America. A lot of people were watching some of the horrific scenes. I've talked about this before. It seems like I've gotten caught up in three or four fires. Back when I was in television news, I mentioned in Santa Fe and in parts of California, it was ridiculously crazy how the fires would spin out because of the Santa Ana winds. And even when you were covering them, because you're trying to get live shots and you're getting close to the fire and you're talking to people, I saw some amazing things of people working together, but also people desperately trying to save their house so they would not leave even when there were evacuation orders. And they would try to, they'd like take a hose and think that they could spray it. And it was, of course, that's not working, especially with heavy, heavy winds. And I saw the same thing in Santa Barbara, California. And I saw that as well in Santa Fe, where some people would just, they were just digging their heels in. This is their life. This is their house. They're going to, it's going to change course. And sometimes they were lucky to escape with their lives. They were lucky to escape because it would get that close. So the western burbs and Sydney is As Jack was talking about what's going on in Australia, of course, the largest city, that's what everybody was concerned about Thursday, strong winds. That was the thing that people are worried about, how many active fires are uncontained and raging. And he talked about no loss of life, which was the great thing, because that's always the concern. You can replace houses, even if it's the worst experience ever, versus somebody dying as a result of a fire. And it's the fire crews that work these extraordinarily long hours and do amazing things. And, you know, rain. As much rain and colder conditions, any of that kind of stuff that you can possibly get, that's the whole thing, to put it out, to help put it out anyway. And schools had been closed for, you know, for a couple of days, and then they finally reopened the schools. But you had like 1,500 Australian firefighters that were battling these various fires. You know, they name them for the areas where they pop up. And it's rough going, man. It's rough going when the bushfire starts to just rage under the right conditions. It's very similar to what I described with the Santa Ana winds. You get the winds in the right direction, and it's wrong for everybody else on the ground, for sure. You know, it seems like we're talking about this lately more since I've been on the air. Crazy things with rides and people getting stuck on rides or falling off of rides or having to wait to be taken down because something happens. And I just read this before I went on the air. There were five people that had to be treated in Raleigh, North Carolina, for their fair there, the North Carolina State Fair. Minor injuries, so thank goodness, right? But there was a thing called the vortex. And what happened was the ride, the vortex, was restarted when a ride operator, when someone was trying to get people, you know, was preparing them to get off the ride. So one of the people injured was the person trying to get people off the ride. And you had families that were on this, and the people that were hurt were anywhere from 14 to 40 years old. And the rides at this fair, and a lot of fairs, are part of this Powers Great American Midways. And there's a whole bunch of other companies that do it too. But the Vortex is one of the popular rides that people want to go on when they go to these fairs. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to get on a ride with my nephew or someone else or my nieces, and you're stuck. I can't even imagine what that would feel like. It's like the way the coasters now, the way they go with the 3 G's of force, and you're twirled upside down. What if you were upside down? Can you imagine? You'd be slipping and holding on for dear life. Oh, it'd be the worst. Be the worst feeling. And you know, and you don't really feel confident. I mean, even if they're coming to get you in one of those baskets, that one, it's going to happen soon, because by the time, even scrambling, it's still going to take a chunk of time. Usually when I'm reading about rides, it takes maybe an hour. Sometimes if you're lucky, a little bit less. So anyway, so another bizarre thing happening at a fair with a ride, and this time it's North Carolina. Wanted to pepper in a couple of odds and ends, because we've obviously been talking massively about the idiots in Washington when it comes to this whole website problem and how much money is being thrown out the window to try to fix it, and then the company itself saying, well, we just put it up and we're not the people that put it, you know, we're not the people in charge. We're not the people that say, okay, it's time to roll it out and it's time to test it. We're just the geek squad. We're just the people that come in and put it together. You pay us your $1 billion and we will put it online, and then we'll see what happens, and we'll charge you a little more to fix it when you don't like the way things are, because people wanted to go ahead and go in and look at it, and instead we had to make them sign in, but then they kept getting kicked out of the website when they were trying to sign into it and couldn't remember passwords and, you know, all this other crazy nonsense. And this is a story that's going to keep on giving because it's not finished yet. Something new that they've done they set up daily reports. So in Washington, there'll be some reporters that will be assigned to asking questions about the website, I'm sure, from newspapers and radio stations and television stations every day, I guess, if they want. But there'll be a daily briefing on the website. See, that's called overkill. So first we screw it up, and then we overkill the situation. I mean, we've already blown it. We've already completely muffed up. Even our own party is throwing us under the bus in this one. So the site developers get grilled on the hill. And what I love is geeks don't care. I mean, they don't care. They're not sweating it out at some hearing on the hill. They're just saying what happened. Hey, man, we build this stuff. And it rocks. And so it's not our fault. We weren't the ones who didn't decide to have a check until a couple of days before. Don't blame us for it. Don't blame us for what's happening here. I mean, it's not our fault. I love Daryl Issa, who's the House Oversight Committee Chair. He actually raised the threat of a possible subpoena if Kathleen Sebelius didn't respond to the questions and requests for documents about the problems with the website. And so far, Sebelius hasn't responded. And now she's got until Monday to comply or face compulsory action, is what they call it. Compulsory action. I bet she won't comply. I don't think she'll comply. So a lot of the Democrats are tooting that same horn, saying this is wrong, it's a disaster. And how can they were talking to the Geek Squad and saying, how can you look us in the eye and assure us that everything was on track, except for it wasn't? That's what the committee chair, Congressman Fred Upton from Michigan, said. He said, can you look us in the eye and tell us that everything was on track? Didn't you look us in the eye and tell us that? And, they're saying that it's not their fault. So whose fault is it? It's nobody's fault for Benghazi. It's nobody's fault for the IRS overlooking the tax exemption applications that came in from Patriot Party type people. It's nobody's fault for any of that. It's nobody's fault for Fast and Furious. It's nobody's fault there. It's nobody's fault for a plethora of things, including this messed up website that happened in Washington. It's probably the greatest place to work on earth, because if you're lucky to get into that circle, you don't have to worry about accountability. Now, if you get on the wrong end of it, then, of course, they'll throw you under the bus. But otherwise, you just keep on trucking, baby. That's what they do. And I've already said this, but the comments that the system didn't receive adequate end-to-end testing. End-to-end testing. That's one of the things that was said. Not enough time. We need 15 years and then some to put it up. Nobody gets enough time for testing. Come on. A contract worth a possible $200 million to work on the system? $200 million? That's like manna from heaven. Stay with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Yeah, boy.
About my golden retriever Mahalo. Mahalo likes treats, but it's pretty scary to me when we've been hearing about these dead pets and 3,600 that are sick because of the jerky treats that are made in China. And that's what a lot of people give their dogs, and they don't even really realize where some of it's coming from. And 500 dead pets as well. So now the USDA is doing an investigation into what happened, but we still don't know. We still don't have any answers to that. Remember, we've been down this road before with pet food and China. So there's an official warning against jerky treats made in China, and they're urging people to come forward if their pets have become ill or died because of those jerky treats that were made there. Cindy Dunstan Quirk is joining us. She's a pet lifestyle expert. She's in her virtual green room. Mahalo's not there. He's with me. And the founder of Scout and Zoe's. And that's one of the only made in the USA jerky treats, that company. So, Cindy, when you heard that so many pets had died and so many were sick, were you surprised or no? Because, like I said, we've seen this before with pets and food the last time.
I'm not surprised because, actually, this is a continuation of what we saw in January of this year, and actually this has been going on since 2007. So there's a history behind these treats that are brought in from outside of the country, and it's not good. So you have to be very, very aware of the sources and where the production is of the treats that you buy for your dog. And your cat, because cats were affected too. There were 10 cats that have been seriously ill. It's 3,600 dogs, 10 cats, and I think almost 600 dogs have died from it.
Wow. What is it about the way they're making it in China? I mean, it's cheap food that people, or treats that people pick up, and I think they're not thinking that, not paying attention to it, frankly. But what is it? Is it the poor conditions? Is it the quality of what goes into it? Is it a combination?
Well, not having seen a factory for myself, I kind of have to go on what I read in the news releases. But what seems to be a common thread is that there is a lack of inspection and a lack of standards that are to U.S. Standards that we see here. And also some of the toxins that, remember the baby food scare or the baby powder, because it had melamine in it, and then the dog food had melamine in it, and then we had all these treats recalled in January. It's those type of things that they allow in other countries, but we don't allow here, that make a difference between, you know, what is a good accepted treat and then something that will make your pet ill. And at this point, since they're just giving you a warning that there's bad stuff out there, they are mystified. The FDA and the USDA have no idea what is causing this right now. They're working with veterinarians and the animal health organizations to try to diagnose what's causing this, but they still have no clue. And that's the more disturbing part of it, is that they just don't know.
Yeah, I think the question mark is the disturbing part, too. So how did you get into the business of making, you know, pet treats and developing your own foods? How did that start?
Well, Scout and Zoe's, my company, has been in existence for almost 5 years now. And we started off making antler dog chews because my dog Zoe has allergies and couldn't have bones. So we've been in the pet industry for a while now, but in January, what precipitated my move into the treats is that I am very careful about what I feed the dogs, because both of my dogs have allergies. And to my absolute horror, I found that the sweet potato treats I was giving them were recalled. And I thought I had done due diligence on it, and it said on the package, it said made in South Carolina. And when I ran downstairs and looked at the package, it said in really small print, made in China. And at that point, that moment, in time, that's when I decided this is completely insane. I'm just going to make them myself, and I can't be the only person in the world that would buy these treats. So that's what started it. So we did our first round of treats in February, and here we are almost at the end of the year, and they've been wildly accepted. We do jerky, chicken jerky, and we have sweet potato treats, and we're working on some other things because Scout's allergic to chicken, so we're working on some bison jerky and some things like that that's a little bit more out of the norm, so that he won't have an allergy to it.
What's that like? Do you have your own little place where you do that? How do you produce that? Because the bigger you get and the more you're mass producing, the more you're going to have to expand those digs, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we do it ourselves right now in our own facility, and as we grow and the demand gets greater, we're already planning for this. I'm working with a company in Georgia, where I'm from, that is absolutely, they're building a facility right now, and I'm going down to visit it in about 30 days. So we'll work with them next year as our capacity grows.
Yeah.
And ultimately probably take over the plant.
Cool. Did you ever think that you would, number one, own your own company and you'd be doing this?
Yeah, actually I did. I have a very strong personality and I'm really passionate, and it took, I've had a lot of jobs where I've done very well, but I've never worked for myself until, a couple of years ago when I started writing, and Zoe's allergies kept leading me back to, you know, there has to be something that I can do. And 4 or 5 years ago, actually 6 years ago now, I was grousing to my vet about the lack of products for Zoe, and he said, well, you're smart, why don't you just make something? And that's what started it, and when he planted that seed, it's kind of like, oh, okay. okay, now I understand. The business degree makes sense. All the marketing experience I have makes sense. The sales experience makes sense. It all comes home, and now I've found my passion.
So when you started developing the treats, I mean, you know, that's like baking. It's like making a formula. How did you know, and the ingredients made in the USA, and obviously we have certain conditions here, and that's one of the things that you emphasize. How did you mix up your concoctions? How did you come up with, I mean, you have a business degree and you love your dogs, but still, how did you come up with all of that?
Mostly it was trial and error, but in this case it was really simple. The main thing that I would stress to people as they're looking for treats for their dogs, or actually for anything that they're giving the dogs or kitties or their pets, is when you look for something, look for a product with as few ingredients in it as possible, because that's when it's in its most pure form, and usually it's better for the dog that way. And with the jerky, the chicken jerky and the sweet potatoes, that's all that's in it. So it's just chicken that looks like a big fillet of chicken, because we, you know, slice it. It's a whole breast chicken that's boneless, skinless, and free range and no hormones added and all that sort of stuff. And then the sweet potatoes are just sweet potatoes, and they look like sweet potatoes, but in both instances, single ingredient, no chemicals or preservatives, it's just figuring out how much to dehydrate them to make them have a little bit of a shelf life so they won't go bad, and then also to figure out how to package them so people can, you know, buy them and see what they're like and all that. But single ingredients tend to work really, really well. And we don't put anything on them because we just want them to be in its most natural form and most nutritious form.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't understand the antlers. What is it about the antlers that is so good for the dogs? You know, I've been in a green dog store in our mini facility is in Dallas, and that's where I am. And when you go down to a place called Bishop Arts District, they have this green store, and they have the antlers. And maybe it's because I'm from the Northeast. I don't get it. What is it about the antlers and the dogs?
Dogs love them. The best thing about the antlers are that they're naturally shed, so it's a renewable resource, and so the animal's not harmed in any way. And since it's shed, it doesn't have, the marrow's not live in it anymore. It's not a live organism. And to us, it doesn't smell like anything, but to dogs, they just totally dig it, because it has this real, I guess it may be an ancient primordial type scent for them. And along with that, you know, so it's great to chew on because it lasts a long time. But along with that, it's a great source of calcium and phosphorus, as well as some other minerals. So it's good for the dog. As they're chewing it, it helps keep their teeth clean. It satisfies their chew drive. It's long-lasting. It won't splinter like bones. It's just a great product. We have done very, very well with the antler chews.
And how do you get the antler chews?
we source them from folks, Native Americans, and people who pick up shed antlers in Wyoming and Colorado and Montana and Utah. And then we bring them back to Indiana, Anderson, Indiana, where we live, and fabricate them here, clean them and fabricate them and cut them into various sizes. We have chews for small dogs. We have chews for big dogs. We have chews for senior dogs, so they don't have to work as hard. We've got chews for birds. We have chews for small animals like guinea pigs and rabbits. And we also have calcium powder supplement. So we consume 100% of the antler. It's all discarded by nature, and then we consume it all. So it's like the ultimate recycling project.
Yeah. Well, I think that is so, so cool. All right, so check it out. Go to Scott. Go to ScoutandZoe.com. ScoutandZoe.com. Not Scott. Scout. I keep looking at it, and it's probably because I have a friend that has a dog named Scott, which is so crazy. People named for dogs I don't get, but I love dogs, so whatever you want to name your dog, it's cool. But Scout is a very common name, I think, for German Shepherds and bigger dogs. I've met a lot of Scouts in my life, so go to ScoutandZoe.com. Cindy, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
That's my carbon footprint on your Pleasant Valley sunset. My plastic bag floating in your blue.
healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
America tonight. All roads lead to numbers in our lives, don't they? Let's go to We Can Count. A couple of different websites. I don't know if you saw this or not, but four Iranian Christians were supposedly sentenced to 80 lashes for drinking wine for communion. Another crazy, bizarre punishment that was meted out. The United Nations report had that information in it, blasting the Islamic Republic for the way they persecute non-Muslims. Four men were sentenced October 6th after being arrested in a house church last December and charged with consuming alcohol. That was in violation of the strict laws, according to this UN report. There were other Christians that were punished for their faith, where they were converting from Islam to Christianity. Christianity, rather, could bring the death penalty, of course. And this October UN report that was released talks about other human rights violations, let's say, in Iran, despite the fact that there's this new president that wants to have a relationship with our president that says, come and see and check for the nukes and we're all good, because Rouhani pledged to be moderate, so maybe some of that's being shattered. At least 20 Christians, they say, are in custody at this point. And the regime, of course, they want to stop the spread of Christian religion because it's an Islamic state. I mean, that's what they're focusing on. I don't know. Bottom line is this. If you want to live in a vacuum in Iran, that's what you live in when you go there. Obviously, the way they treat people for crazy things that happen. And, of course, it's going to show up on UN human rights violation reports, because we know, we've seen this stuff reported over and over again, and then every time we hear about it, we say, oh, I can't believe it. You know, they whip people, they give them 80 lashes for drinking communion wine, and they can appeal the verdict, and they stone women to death, and I mean, you know, hey, that's exactly what you get there. So let's see what this President Rouhani, who is supposedly a moderate, if anything really truly is different in that country or not. There was all that conversation when we had the world leader rollout at the UN, the addresses, and you know, we had Luke Vargas on and we talked about it. So a lot was made about what's going to happen with Iran. He's trying to open up the conversation. All right, speaking of opening up the conversation, Lee Harvey Oswald's gold wedding ring got $118,000 in an auction. The ring, of course, belonging to the man who assassinated President John F. Kennedy, if you believe that. I know there's conspiracy people that are saying, well, I'm not sure. So anyway, regardless, the ring was among about 300 different things that were linked to the former president that went up for auction on Thursday in Boston. Oswald left the ring in a cup on the dresser and left 170 in one of its drawers before he headed to the Texas School Book Depository. So it had a crazy. It had a tiny hammer and sickle engraved on the inside of the band, and kind of gives you a little insight, perhaps, into his mind. But they thought it would bring at least $100,000, and lo and behold, it brought much more than that. His widow, Marina, who recovered the ring, which apparently was out for decades. I mean, it was just forgotten for decades. Just didn't want anything to do with it. Didn't want any connection to it whatsoever. And of course, the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's assassination is coming up in November. So they gathered all kinds of things that they were selling off, from rosary beads and clothing, and you know, anything that you can possibly imagine in JFK's life at the time that they could auction off, or other things related to it. There was even a white Lincoln Continental that the president and the first lady rode Jackie in hours before his death, and the sixth floor museum, which of course was where Oswald was believed to be perched, right, and all that kind of stuff. There was amazing amounts of memorabilia, if you want to call it that, that was auctioned off in this auction, and who knows at the end how much it ultimately brought. But 50 years, it's been 50 years. And can you imagine when you think back to what happened then and how many people believe there are so many other elements to the story that are getting reported, haven't been reported, have been talked about, conspiracy theories all over the place as far as that's concerned. All right, once again, we have a tragedy at a naval base. This time, a naval recruiter who had been relieved of duty at a Tennessee base opened fire outside of the base, injuring two soldiers, and then there was a lockdown, of course, immediately. And the shooting happened, and when it happened inside the National Guard Armory, just outside the base, after the suspect got a small handgun from his car and, you know, decided that he was going to do, you know, what he could do, whatever kind of damage. He was tackled by two soldiers and was taken into custody by the police department. And isn't that great that somebody tackled him, got him, so we didn't have any other crazy thing happen than what happened there. One victim was shot in the foot. The other had a gunshot in the leg, and both were National Guard guys. So if you think of that base, they've got about 7,500 military, civilian, and contract people working there, so it could have been much worse. Millington Base is what it is, and it's for the Navy anyway. It's a human resource center. This happens a month after 13 people were killed in that attack at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. I have a friend that works for the Navy, and as soon as this happens, boom, it's like it just spreads like wildfire all over the country for the Navy people. They're on high alert about, man, do you believe what's happening here? And talking about security and all that other kind of stuff. And, I mean, it's creepy to see it happen again, but somebody else relieved of duty, somebody else with an axe to grind, and who knows? It's always that why question that gets to us and keeps us asleep at night, I guess, when we're talking about so many of these stories. What's interesting is, and I came across this in the New York Post, there is a move. The president wants to create a unisex look for the Marine Corps, the uniform hats. He wants the hats to change. He doesn't like the current look, that it feels like it's outdated and doesn't fit with the new look of the Marines. So they have these thin new hats that some people say have a feminine line, and it makes them look like, it looks good on female Marines but doesn't look good on male Marines. Why can't they keep the traditional hat? It's been used since 1922. There's your number. It looks like a porter's cap, the new hat. I don't get it. We have to tinker with stuff like that. Are you kidding me? That's Week in Count. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.